The other day, I was listening to a podcast episode, and I heard her say one sentence. And that one sentence kept playing over and over in my head, and I said, this is a podcast episode. I have to make a podcast episode on this sentence. And that's why here we are today. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique five chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today, we're going to talk about the emotions, the meanings, and the thought process behind a sentence that I heard on a recent podcast episode. Now, I want you to go and listen to that whole podcast to get more of the context, but it was a Valentine's Day episode that a friend of mine put out on her podcast called Love's Not Dead, Just My Husband. Her name is Rebecca Johnson. She has a really inspiring story, so if you don't follow her, I highly recommend that you go check her out. But like I said, she was being very vulnerable in this episode, sharing about past relationships. And she was sharing about one that was not going well. And she was not being valued in this relationship. And I'm not going to go into all the details because it's her story, not mine. But in the midst of all that, she was talking about why she didn't let this relationship go. And the sentence that she said was, because it would hurt more if it was over. And that kind of blew my mind a little, because when you listen to all of the ways that she was not being fulfilled, all of the ways that she was being taken for granted, all of the ways that she wasn't being loved and valued, and the reason that she couldn't end it was because it was going to hurt more if it was over. And I have to wonder, who tells us this? Who tells us that ending a bad relationship where we are not being valued is going to hurt more? And what is that hurt exactly? What are you going to hurt from? I don't have to guess, because I've definitely lived this type of situation before. I have sat through really bad relationships, and these are even post my marriage. That was a big deal relationship. Obviously, we were married, we had a child. This wasn't just something that you can easily walk away from. But when there are no real attachments and you haven't been dating for years, and sometimes even if you have been dating for years, but there's no real attachments, like he lives in his place, you live in yours, there's nothing that is going to tie you together if you walk away. Why is it so hard to walk away? Why is it so hard to give yourself the respect and the value that you need to do this? I really believe it's just because society and the world makes us feel like being alone is such a negative, bad thing, that being alone makes you less than, that if you are not in a partnership, that you are less valuable. So to the world, and sometimes to ourselves, we feel more value because somebody likes us some of the time, because somebody puts us third or fourth, as opposed to nobody putting us anywhere. And I think that is such an unfortunate and unhealthy way of thinking about it. Again, we all do it. It is something that we're kind of programmed with. I think that this is the norm. I think that her thought process is the norm. What I want is to see how we can make it not be the norm. How can we get our minds out of thinking that someone else determines if we're valuable, that someone else looking at us, talking to us, giving us attention is the only way that we can feel like we are worthy? And so in this situation, if you're in this situation, if you resonated with I'm with someone that I'm not happy with or that doesn't treat me like I want to, that I don't feel fulfilled in this relationship, but if I end it, it's going to hurt worse. So let's talk about that. Let's journal about that. Why is it going to be worse? I want you to sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and write down why it's going to be worse. Because you're not going to be sitting by the phone waiting for his call. You're going to know for sure that he's not going to call you instead of waiting impatiently for that phone to ring. Is that worse? Is that worse knowing that you don't have to depend on his schedule and when he might dignify you with the phone call? I would argue that that's better, that you are free from that waiting game, free from waiting and putting your life on pause to see if he's going to invite you out on Friday night. I don't think that's worse. I think that's better. What about, is it going to feel worse to be sitting on the couch watching a show, binging a show by yourself, than sitting on a couch watching his game and him not even acknowledging you except to be like, hey, the bowl of chips is empty, but not speaking to you, not talking to you, not really acknowledging you. You just sit there in his presence. Do you think that that feels worse? Does that seem like it's worse to you? Would that hurt more? I don't think it would. So this is what I'm talking about. I want you to take all of those parts of your relationship that you don't feel happy about, that you don't feel well about. And gosh, let's even say, and I hope that this is not the case, but that he is actually mentally, physically, or emotionally abusive to you. Do you feel that him not being able to tear you down, to put his hands on you, is going to be worse? It's not. This is just a trick that our mind plays on us to hold us back from doing what we know that we have to do. So get back into that journal, get back on that paper and write down what are the things that he does not fulfill for you and how will you feel when that's gone? I think that this holds you back from being your amazing self. I think this holds you back from acknowledging what you are worth, because when you keep settling and taking what they are giving you, you don't have the opportunity to grow yourself and believe that you're worthy because you keep taking the bad, the crap, or the crumbs. And so, I don't want you to feel like it's going to hurt more to walk away from a bad relationship. I want you to feel that it's going to feel awesome to finally put yourself first, to leave a deadbeat relationship behind you, to say, no, I am worthy, I deserve more, I deserve better, and letting go of you is the only way that that's going to happen. If I am stuck with you, I will not be open to receive what the world has out for me that I truly deserve. So no, it will not hurt more if it was over. It will hurt more to stay in the relationship. So I hope you go check out that episode and see where she's coming from. I definitely admire her so much for actually putting herself out there and sharing something that she was very vulnerable about. And, you know, obviously hindsight is 20/20, feeling like, why didn't she let it go? So we all do it. We're all there. And this hopefully is the episode that you need to listen to break that chain. All right. And before I go, if you are struggling still with dealing with your unwanted separation, I just wanted to announce that my new course, where you can embark on a transformative journey designed to reshape the way you navigate this life post-separation, is now available. And it's not just another course, it's a pivotal roadmap with a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps. You're going to discover how to reclaim your sense of self, build resilience, and open new doors to happiness and fulfillment. So whether you're seeking clarity, empowerment, or a fresh start, this course offers the tools and support you need to make the meaningful changes. Don't miss this opportunity to turn the page and start writing a new chapter in your life. So check out the link in the show notes and take full advantage. And with that, I'm going to leave you and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.